From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. North Korea launched a ballistic missile early Sunday over the Sea of Japan. South Korean officials said the projectile fell harmlessly into the water. The missile the North launched early Sunday at 7:55 a.m. local time apparently was of a type capable of reaching Japan. However, the rocket was fired over the Korean Peninsula eastward, not towards Japanese territory. Initial reports indicated the missile was an intermediate-range rocket capable of reaching targets several thousand kilometers from North Korea. It was not an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of reaching the United States. The incident was the first military launch by North Korea since President Donald Trump took office 22 days ago. The initial reaction from Western analysts was that Pyongyang appeared to have staged the launch as a test of how Trump would react. A White House spokesman said that President Trump was aware of the incident, but the president made no comment when he was asked about it before his dinner with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Earlier in the day, President Trump promised that the country's immigration system will not be used as a tool to advance the cause of foreign terrorists. In his weekly media address, Mr. Trump said his number one priority is protecting the homeland.
We will not allow our generous system of immigration to be turned against us as a tool for terrorism and truly bad people. We must take firm steps today to ensure that we are safe tomorrow.
Trump's remarks came as his administration considers a new order after an appellate court unanimously ruled against reinstating an executive order that barred refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries. This is VOA News.